Here are today's top stories. City Council was busy with several ordinances passing, many of them, though, different than what was originally proposed. How can I best explain the ordinances for ride sharing and for Airbnb? You know when you drink out of your parents' liquor cabinet and you're not supposed to, and then you trick them by adding water to those bottles? That's essentially what happened with both of these ordinances. They were diluted. Airbnb must have some baller lobbyists because the new rules are super loosey-goosey and everybody's happy. And Lyft Uber seems to be happy with limited regulations that don't include fingerprinting or pretty much anything else. The taxi industry is angry at the compromise, saying regulations don't go far enough. They're so angry they're thinking of protesting by not talking on the phone while you're in the cab. That'll show us. It was good political theater, though. The mayor's watered-down rideshare ordinance was given to aldermen right before the vote because, you know, aldermen can't read. Alderman Wagespeck tried to delay the vote to read it, which prompted Emanuel to try and adjourn the meeting quickly and just do another meeting later in June. But it all worked out, and everybody's disappointed. Oh, great government. One interesting new law will force independent tow truck companies to record video of all their tows. This in response to Lincoln towing horror stories that pretty much every Chicagoan has. I just hope that you get to watch that video in the weird trailer slash lobby of the tow lot, because I've just been searching for new ways to get back there. Such a nice place. I wish I could stay longer and get yelled at. First, a filibuster, now a sit-in. Democrats in the House sat down in the House and have not moved and won't until gun control measures are brought to a vote. There's nothing better than a political protest tactic being used in government. What's next? Senators chaining themselves to a tree? Hey, I'm all for the kind of statement and, of course, gun control measures. But, I mean, don't you guys already get paid to sit and do nothing? In weather, severe. We're going to be all over it tonight, as well as all the meteorologists in town who are taking off their sport coats, putting on their glasses, and rolling up their sleeves. This is their Oscar night. The big storm comes through later. So far, no big damage. In sports, I don't even know where to start. I guess we got to start with D. Rose. The star point guard was shipped to New York for a few players of little consequence. This was much more of a changing of the guard or an end of an era. I don't know how to feel about Derek being shipped. I mean, I love him. I hate him. I mean, I hate to see him go. But you know what? Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. All I know is that D. Rose will now play with a chip on his shoulder, that same chip on his shoulder that we wanted in Chicago when he's having a great year in New York. And we'll be sitting here fighting for bragging rights with the Milwaukee Bucks. But to be fair, even if D. Rose was still on the team, we'd be fighting for bragging rights with the Milwaukee Bucks. So what's it mean? Rebuild? I don't know. Jimmy Butler stays, I guess. I don't mind a rebuild, but from 1998 till, I don't know, Derrick Rose, we had a rebuild, and it was the worst thing in Chicago sports. So if you're going to do that again, please don't. But as one MVP gets shipped out of town, all eyes are on the NHL Awards tonight, where it's widely believed that Patrick Kane will receive the Hart Trophy and be this past season's most valuable player. He had a pretty unbelievable season, and even though the team didn't make it out of the first round, Kaner broke tons of individual records. We're going to see how it plays out later this hour. What the heck happened at Wrigley today? The Cardinals came around and slapped the complacent Cubbies in the face. The Cubs were swept. I mean, the Cubs are still up 10 games in the NL Central, so do your little dance, Cardinal fans. Dance, have fun. But then quickly sit down like you're a congressman. Do nothing. The White Sox looking for a sweep in Boston. They win, they get back to 500. Hey, baby steps. And finally tonight, the NHL has a new expansion team. It will be located in Las Vegas, Nevada. No word on a name yet, but if it were me, I'd name it the Las Vegas Pi-Gal Pokers. Or how about the Las Vegas Single Deck Blackjacks? Or how about the Las Vegas White Tigers that eat Eastern European magicians? Yeah, I'm here all night. That's the carryout for June 22nd, 2016. Hey, did you get enough napkins? Good, because here's like 1,000 more.